Blog Talk Radio.
Other than our Heavenly Father, that should be called Master.
I'm trying to tell you, and hopefully you will listen. Give a listening ear. All those who are Catholics and are walking around calling someone father, they should not be. I'm trying to open your mind so that you won't do what the Bible say you do. Now, let us turn to the book of Judges. I am in chapter 7. That's where I will start. But I will read to you what's on my keyboard that I have said, Israel disobedience, Judges 2. Hear what I say. It says, I led you up from Egypt and brought you out of the land which I swore to your fathers. And I said, I will never break my covenant with you. You see that our father says that he will never break his covenant with us. You act like you don't know who you are. You are the Israelites, and you are the Jews. Excuse me. And you shall make no covenant with them, the inhabitants of this land. You shall tear down their altars. But you have not obeyed my voice. Why have you done this? Therefore, I said, I will not drive them out, but before you. But they shall be thorns in your side, and their God shall be a snare unto you. So we have read chapter 2 about a week ago, maybe longer. Let us read now. We are in chapter 7, and let us read as much as we can today. Let me introduce myself. I got so tied up. Well, I just didn't think to introduce myself. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Tuesday to everyone that's listening. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy and rest. You'll find that in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 7 through 21, as in Exodus chapter 20, verses 3 through 17. Read it for yourself. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. And I observe Sabbath day starting on Friday evenings and it ends on Saturday evening. I ask that you sheep have your three P's ready and handy. They are your pen, paper, and pencil, just in case you want to jot down any references that I may state. I want you to be as the Bereans in the book of Acts. Excuse me. They will check out everything that has been said by the person who is trying to tell them what is in the Bible. So do as the Bereans. Check it out in your Bible. I want you to read with me, along with me, starting in Judges chapter 7. Let's start reading here, and we'll start at verse 1. Then Jerubbaal, who is Gibeon, and said of the people that were with him, rise up early and pitch beside the well of Herod, so that the host of the Midianites were on the north side of them by the hill of Moriah. in the valley. And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people that are with you are too many for me to give the Midianites out, give the Midianites into their hands, lest Israel rot. That means make a known themselves against me, saying, my own hand has saved me. Now, therefore, go to proclaim, that is to announce or tell the people in the ears of the people, saying, whosoever is fearful and afraid, let him return and depart early from Mount Gilead. And there returned of the people 22,000. And there remained 10,000. And the Lord said unto Gideon, these people are yet too many. Bring them down unto the water, and I will try them for thee there, and it shall be that whom I say unto thee, this shall go with thee, they shall go with thee, and whoever I say unto you, this shall not go with thee, the same shall not go. So I brought down the people unto the water. And the Lord said unto Gideon, everyone that lappeth of the water with his tongue as a dog lappeth, him shall thou set by himself. Likewise, every man did bow down unto their knees to drink, and the number of them that lapped, putting their hands to their mouth, were 300 men. But all the rest of the people bowed down on their knees to drink water. And the Lord said to Gideon, by 300 men that lappeth with, will I save you and deliver the Midianites into your hands, and let all the other people go, every man unto his place. And the people took victuals, victuals are food, in their hand, and their trumpets. And he sent the rest of Israel, every man, unto his tent, and retained those 300 men. And the host of Midian was beneath him in the valley. And it came to pass the same night, the Lord said unto him, arise, get thee down into the host, for I have delivered it into thy hands. But if you fear to go down, go thou with Pasha, thy servant, down to the host, and thou shalt bear what they say. Let me read verse 11 for you again, because I messed up. And thou shalt hear what they say, and afterwards shall thy hands be strengthened to go down unto the host. Then went he down with Purah, his servant, unto the side of the armed men that were in the host. And let me read that sentence again. Then went he down with Purah, that's spelled Purah, his servant, unto the side, unto the outside of the armed men that were in the host. And the Midianites and the Amalekites, that's spelled Amalekites, and all the children of the east lay among in the valley like grasshoppers multitude, and their camels were without number, and as the sand by the sea side of the multitude. And when Gibeon was come, behold, there was a man that told a dream unto his fellow, and said, behold, I dreamt a dream, and lo, a cake of barley bread trembled unto the host of Midian, and came unto the tent, and smote it that it fell, and returned it, that the tent lay alone. And this fellow answered and said, is there nothing else save the sword of Gibeon, the son of Joash, and the son of Israel? For into his hand has God delivered Midian and all his souls. And it was so, as Gibeon heard tell of the dream and the interpretation thereof, that he worshiped and returned into the host of Israel, and said, arise, and the Lord had delivered into your hand the host of Midian. And he divided the 300 men into three companies, and he put a trumpet in every man's hand with empty pitchers and lamps within the pitchers. And he said unto them, look unto me, and do likewise, and behold, when I come down to the outside of the camp, it shall be that as I do, so shall you do. When I blow with a trumpet, I and all that are with me, then blow ye the trumpet so that every side of all the camps and say the words of the Lord and of Gibeon. So Gibeon and the hundreds of men were with him, came unto the outside of the camp, and beginning in the middle watch, and they had put nearly up. Let me start verse 19 again, because I'm messing up as I read it. So Gibeon and the hundreds men that were with him came unto the outside of the camp, in the beginnings of the middle watch, and they had put their newly set the watch, and they blew the trumpets, and bake and break the pitchers that were in their hands. And the pitchers are the word I looked up what says that pitchers are torches. And the three companies blew their trumpets and break the pitchers and held the lamps in their hands and the trumpets in their right hand and to blow withal. And they cried the sword of the Lord and of Gibeon. And they stood every man in the place round about the camp, and all the host ran and cried and fled. And the 300 blew the trumpet, and the Lord set every man's sword against the fellow, even throughout all the host. And the host fled to Bethshittim in Zerah. And that's spelled Zerah, and to the borders of Bethshittim. That's spelled Bethel-Mehoolah unto Tibbath. Tibbath is spelled Tabbath. And the men of Israel gathered themselves together out of Naphtali and out of Asher and out of Manasseh and pursued after the Midianites. Pursued means to follow after the Midianites, among other words. And Gibeon sent messengers throughout all Mount Ephraim, saying, come down against the Midianites and take before them the water unto Beth Barara. That's spelled Beth-Barah in Jordan. Then the men of Ephraim gathered themselves together and took the waters into Beth Barara and Jordan. And they took two princes of the Midianites, Orred and Zeb. Orred is spelled O-R-E-B, and Zeb, that's spelled, I said Zeb, but it's, I would say it's Zeb. It's spelled Z-E-E-B, and slew Orbit upon the rocks. Orbit and Zeb, they slew at the winepress of Zeb and pursued Midian and brought the heads of Orbit and Midian to Gibeon on the other side of Jordan. Wow, that's what they did. So she, I ask that our Father gives you understanding of what I have read to you all. And now I will read chapter 8 unto you all. And hopefully my Father will allow me in the next 19 minutes to read chapter 8. And the men of Ephraim said unto him, why hast thou served us this, that thou callest us not when thou wentest to fight with the Midianites, and they did shod with him sharply. And he said unto them, what have I done now in companionship with you? Is not the gleaning of the grapes of Ephraim better than the vintage of Asher, Abner, Ishbel, Abiezer? God has delivered into your hands the prince of the Midians. Excuse me, see, I couldn't control that. God, read verse 3 again. God has delivered into your hands the princess of Midian, Orpah, and Zebed. That's spelled Z-E-T. And what was I able to do in comparison of you? Then their anger was abated. That means lesson toward him when he had said that. And Gideon came to Jordan and passed over, he and the 300 men that were with him, faint, yet pursuing them. They were pursuing me, following them. And he said unto the men that Sukkot gives, I pray, loaves of bread to the people that follow me, for they be faint, and I am pursuing after Zebah, that's spelled Z-E-B-A-T-H, excuse me, there's no T in it, spelled Z-E-B-A-H, and Zalnum, that's Zalnum, is spelled Z-A-L-M-U-N-N-A, the king of Midian. And the princess of Sukkot said, are the hands of Zebah in Sulaiman now in your hand, now in thy hand, that we should give bread unto thy army? And Gideon said, therefore, when the Lord has delivered, excuse me, see, Zebah and Zalman, Zebah is spelled Z-E-B-A-H, and Zalman, Z-A-L-M-U-N-N-A, into my hand, then I will tear down your flesh with the thorns of the wilderness and with briars. And briars that feel like thorns and shrubs. And he went up this to Penuel, that's spelled P-E-N-U-E-L, and spake unto them likewise. And the men of Penuel said, answered him, and the men of Sukkot had answered him, and he spake unto them, let me read verse 9 again. Let's see, I have 14 minutes left. And he spake also unto the men of Penuel, P-E-N-U-E-L, saying, when I come again in peace, I will break down this tower. Now Zebed and Samuel, men, that's spelled Z-A-L-M-U-N-N-A, word is Quora. That's spelled K-A-R-K-O-R. And the host with them, about 15,000 men, and that were left of all the hosts of the children of the east, for their fill 120,000 men that drew sword. And Gideon went up by the way of them that dwelt in tents of the east, and Nobah, that's spelled N-O-B-A-H, and Jephthah, that's spelled J-O-B-E-H-A-H, and smote the host, for the hosts were there. Was secure. And when Jephthah and Salomon fled, he pursued after them and took the two kings of Midian and Salomon and discovered did all the host. Well, he confused them, discovered, that means confused or I don't know what word I have written down, so that means that he had confused all the hosts. And Gideon, the son of Joash, returned after the battle before the sun was up. And he caught a young man of the church. Let me read verse 14 to you again, and hopefully I'll read it correctly. And he caught a young man of the men of Succoth and inquired of him. And he described unto him the princes of Succoth and the elders thereof, even 70. And he came unto the men of Succoth and said, Behold, Zebah and Zalmunna men with whom you did upbraid me, saying, and I upbraid means to ridicule or reprimand. They upbraid me. They ridicule me, saying, There are the hands of Zebban and Zulaman in your hands, that he should not give bread unto thy men that were weary. And he took the elders of the city and thorns of the wilderness and briars, and with them he taught the men of Succoth, and he beat down the towers of Peniel and slew the men of the city. Then said unto Zebah and Zalmunna, What manner of men are they whom you slew at Tabor? And he answered and said, As thou art, so were they. Each one resembled the children of a king. And he said, They were my brethren, even the sons of my mother. As the Lord liveth, if you have served them alive, I will not slay you. And he said unto Deer, that's spelled Getther, his firstborn, up and slay them. But the youth drew not his sword, for he feared, because he was yet a youth. Then Zeba, well, that's Zeba, that's spelled Zebah, and Zulamana, that's spelled Zalmunna, said, arise thou and fall upon us, for as a man is, so is his strength. And Gibeon arose and slew Zeboth and Zulaman, that's Zebah and Zalmunna, and took away the ornaments that were on their camel's neck. I have 7 minutes left. And the men of Israel said unto Gibeon, rule thou over us, both thou and thy son, and thy son's son also, for thou hast delivered us from the hand of the Midianites. Thou hast delivered us out of the hands of Midian. And Gibeon said unto them, I will not rule over you, neither shall my son rule over you. The Lord shall rule over you. Do you understand? See, the Lord shall rule over you. And Gibeon said unto them, I would desire a request of you, that you would give me every man the earnings of his prey, when they had golden earrings, because they were Ishmaelites. And they answered, we will willingly give them. And they spread a garment and did cast therein every man the earrings of his prey, and the weight of the golden earrings that were requested was 1,700 shekels of gold, besides ornaments and collars of purple raiment that was on the king of Midian. And besides the chains that were about their camel's neck. And Gibeon made an ephod, that's like a bushel, thereof, and brought into the city, even in Ophrah. And all Israel went thither a whoring after it, which things became a snare unto Gibeon and to his house. Thus was Midian subdued. He kept them subdued, means he kept them under control before the children of Israel. So they left up. So they lifted up their heads no more. And the country was in quietness 40 years in the days of Gibeon. And Jerubbaal, the son of Joash, went and dwelt in his own house. And Gibeon had 80. That's 80 is 60. That's 3 times 20. 60 and 10, that's 70 sons of the Bible. somebody begotten, for he had many wives. Wow, he had 70 sons, and he had many wives, and his concubines that were in Shechem. She also bare him a son, whose name was called Abimelech, and that's spelled A-B-I-M-E-L-E-C-H. The and Gibeon, the son of Joash, died and in good old age and was buried in the sepulchre of Joash's his father in Ophrah of the Abijah. They spell A-B-I-E-Z-R-I-T-E-S, Abijah. Verse 33, and it came to pass as soon as Gibeon was dead that the children of Israel returned again, and he went and went a horn after Balaam and made Baal-berak, that's B-A-A-L hyphen B-E-R-I-T-H, their God. And the children of Israel remembered not the Lord their God, who had delivered them out of the hands of all their enemies on every side. Neither showed they kindness to the house of Jerubbaal, that's spelled J-E-R-U-B-B-A-A-L, namely Gibeon, according to the goodness which he had shown unto them. And that sheep is the end reading of chapter 8. We will start come this Friday on reading chapter 9. I want to read as much of the Bible as I possibly can because I don't know when our Father will call me home, you know. When he calls me, when he does call me, I want to be ready. Let's have a closing prayer. Father in heaven, thank you so much for allowing me to read as much as I have today. Thank you for your protection night and day from the evil one, better known as Satan, as well as his hate. Thank you, I say again. Thank you in Yeshua's name. Amen. Better known as Jesus. Remember in James chapter 4, verse 15, if it's God's will, I will be back with you sheep this Friday. Oh, I forgot to tell you about my nephew's son that he and one of his partners from Columbia College in Chicago have made. Go and pick this up. At, it's called High and Lift It Up. Purchase it from Google Play, iTunes.
Help your children.
Remember.
And don't let them fall. By the side of the road, and teach them to love one another.
Yes, Father.
That heaven might find a place in their hearts. Down. And I know he lies forever in my heart.
Save up the wealth of the sinners, but us who are right.
We've got to walk on.
Well, Proverbs 13, verse 22.
Walk on through temptation.
Because
He loves
the
and His wisdom will be our help in hand. It's in my heart to be thankful and glad that Jesus is love. He won't let you down.
See you sheep next time. I will talk with you sheep next time.